Hello, my name is Josh McCarthy, and I want to welcome you to another edition of our Ask the Experts weekend here on 104.5 WOKV Jacksonville's News and Talk. And this show is dedicated to you, the workforce of today and tomorrow.
Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to Jacksonville's most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of Jacksonville's top influential individuals. And this is all done, all of it, with an honest and entertaining filter that is unique to Pete Langlois, the hard worker himself. Take it away, Pete.
Good morning, all you hard workers. Well, you did it. You yawned, you stretched, you got out of bed, and then you made one of the best decisions you're going to make this entire Sunday. And what is that? Well, you're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. And this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. Look, guys, I spend my Sunday morning telling you about my career. My guests tell you about their career journeys. They tell you about the great companies that they represent, the great organizations they represent. But we do this because we care. We want to educate you and inform you. For me personally, I want to make sure that all the mistakes I made along my career, that you don't make them. So I'll tell you where I've taken a left, where I should have taken a right. And I also tell you what I should have done and what you can do to stay on the right path. Because all I want is you to be the most effective and productive in your careers as possible. And that's why I'm dedicated to helping you guys. For those that haven't listened to the show before, and when I say this is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow, I am an expert. I am a career expert. I've run staffing agencies right here in Jacksonville for years and years, over 20 years. This is what I do. I help people. A lot of the people that I help are at a difficult spot in their lives. Maybe they need a job. They need to put food on the table, and I help them find that job. Some folks have a good job, and I call them out of the blue, and then I ask them a few questions. You know, what would it take to make your career a little bit more fulfilling? Maybe you'd like to be closer to home or have a work-life balance, or you want to make more money or have better benefits, or you want to work for a company that offers you a career track that you don't have at your present employer. And we have a conversation, and then I help you. I help companies that might just need some just-in-time resources. Maybe they're going through some kind of a computer upgrade, a migration, or a conversion, and they need another set of hands, or maybe 30 sets of hands to come out and help them. And I help those companies. I help companies that are looking for a very specialized, maybe short supply and high demand skill set, and you either can't find it on your own or it will take you too long. Look, my team of recruiters, I'm surrounded by some of the best and brightest, and these recruiters are dedicated recruiters. That's all they do day in and day out, is they find the candidates that are fee eligible to present to the wonderful clients and my wonderful prospective clients every week. But in doing so, I have literally placed thousands and thousands of people. And sometimes if I can't place you, you just might need a little coaching or some advice, and I can help you because I know about all kinds of industries, because this is what I do day in and day out. And guys, when my head hits the pillow every night, I sleep well because I'm helping people. It's almost unfair that this is my job. And the more people I help, the bigger my business gets. So if I can help you in any way, I'd be pleased as punch to do so. You can always reach out to me. My email address is simple. It's Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. In town, Jacksonville here, I run Ascendo Resources. My wife is Angie Langlois, formerly the president of Angie Staffing. She and I run Ascendo Resources, and we place professional talent all over the North Florida area. Every week, I have two weekly contributors on my show. One is Coach Larry, and Coach Larry has been in the business of helping managers become effective leaders for over 25 years. He is the founder of Mendoza and O'Brien.com, and each week he gives us a five-minute leadership lesson that will help you in your career. Guys, at different points during this show, you should get a pen and paper out, if you're old school like me, and jot down some notes. And those notes that you take are going to be what you're going to do differently as a result of listening to this show. because it's chock full of stuff. But that segment that Coach Larry does, that's where you should pay particular attention and jot down some notes, because he really takes his time to help you to be more effective. My other recurring guest is Boston Danny. Boston Danny gives us a Boston update for no other reason than my edification. I want to know what's going on in my hometown. So Boston Danny gives us an update. He brags about his sports teams, the weather, and the fair city of Boston. He also gives shout-outs. So if you have somebody you want to recognize, perhaps it's a birthday, an anniversary, or somebody accomplishes something special, all you have to do is shoot me an email, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. I'll put it in Boston Danny's hands, and he will give you a wicked piss a shout out like only Boston Danny can. As you heard Josh say at the beginning of the show, every week I have a great guest, and this week is no different. I have some of Jacksonville's most influential people, and I'm pleased as punch right now to introduce my guest. I'm going to read a little bit of the bio. I like to read it because I don't want to make mistakes when I tell you all about my guest's background. So here it goes. My guest today is John Sarmi. So happy to have John here. John grew up and has lived in Jacksonville for over 36 years. He's worked in the sports and events entertainment business for over 25 years. And has managed and delivered hundreds of technology solutions and services to clients, venues, and arenas all over the world. Being a part of the professional sports industry has provided great insight into the opportunities of the competitive esports and gaming world. He left his career in 2018 and started his own company called Awkward Croc Entertainment to pursue those opportunities. It's been many years of planning, and he just recently took a leap of faith on Leap Day this year and opened Ace Arena, a new esports education and events facility located in the Mandarin area. As an old school 80s gamer, he has a deep connection to gaming and understands the passion, dedication, and desire to compete and play games. As a U.S. Army Reserves veteran, thank you for your service, John. His ability to adapt, adjust, and overcome, especially with today's challenges, is one of his greatest strengths. In addition, John has over 13 years of volunteer experience in the community as a coach and a mentor with several local youth sports organizations. John Sarmi, welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Hey, Pete, appreciate the time and the invite to come and talk. Thanks for that intro. It was great.
Great. And you know what, John, even though we're not actually sitting with each other today, we're on Microsoft Teams. We're doing the social distancing. We're not in the studio yet. I see your smiling face on a Sunday morning, and I'm glad you're here. I'm going to jump right into this, right? My first question, look, we're here to talk about Ace Arena, and we got to get the word out. If you haven't heard of it yet, folks, Ace Arena, this is big. My first question is three parts. How did you get to where you are now? What is your why? And we talk a lot about that in the show, the why, the purpose. And what is this all about?
Yeah, no, this journey started for me many years ago. You know, as we talk, it's been a long journey. Back in 2010, when I was coaching youth baseball for my two sons that were 10 and 12 at the time, there was a team fundraising event where we hosted a video game tournament using NBA 2K10 and the MLB Home Run Derby. And we invited all the kids out to participate in this tournament and had their friends come and play for bragging rights and some prizes. You know, it was a lot of fun. I wanted to create an experience for people instead of just asking them for money and donations and things to support the teams. And so, it was just a great time, and that was kind of the beginning of the idea for my youth gaming league, which is now called Little E League, and that's how that was born. You fast forward to 2018, I've been working in the career for 20 plus years, and I was getting a little burned out. Traveling the world takes its toll on you, many hours in planes and long hours at events and things like that. I really just wanted to try to do something different. And one spark came around, and it gave me the opportunity to present this idea and this concept of this youth gaming league. So I created a logo, put some stuff together. We presented it at this idea festival. And next thing you know, we were getting a lot of feedback, a lot of positive things, and that really gave me the push to do what I'm doing now. And at the time, it helped that the esports industry, it was booming, it was growing, and it was because I was in the sports industry, I was able to follow that growth and really understand it and know where it was. And that's kind of now where we're at with Ace Arena, and that's we needed a place for that league to participate, and that's what Ace Arena is all about.
You know, John, you were kind enough to give Angie and I a tour of Ace Arena. This is a one-of-a-kind facility, and I've never seen anything like that. I mean, I left there all exhilarated and saying, wow, this is incredible. But for the listeners, you know, tell us about Ace Arena and what you can do there.
Yeah, like you saw here, it's a massive, we're a 22,500 square foot facility located in Mandarin. It was an old fitness gym. So you can imagine we've got, you know, a big space here. You know, our mission is to create these unique in real life social entertainment experiences using esports, education and events. You know, we offer not competitive and casual video gaming on PCs, high-end PC gaming systems, consoles. We do monthly, weekly, daily tournaments and challenges. We have computers in here. So if you're a homeschool student or a parent or even a teacher that needs to come in and do some tutoring for your students, we can provide virtual training here. We have space for meetings, events. We have a merchandise shop. We'll be selling food and beverage out of our kitchen. You know, we hope to do a lot of entertaining in our space. And for me, it's not so much about the gaming as much as it is about making an impact in the community and giving them a safe place to kind of do the things that they love around gaming.
Right. And just the size and the setup of your facility. I mean, there's a beautiful stage. You can set it up, like host major events there, like you were saying. I was shocked when I opened the doors and went inside and saw the enormous screen and all the different rooms with kind of unique venues in each room before you actually got into this massive gaming room, which was incredible. And then the simulators, I don't think I've seen anything like that. But, you know, you mentioned that you achieved your mission through esports, education and events. For those that just aren't familiar, maybe there's a few ostriches somewhere with their head in the sand and just don't know about esports. Why should we pay attention to this booming industry?
Yeah, esports really is just simply competitive video gaming. You play it as an individual or more commonly as a team, and usually played in front of an audience and for prizes. You know, esports is a $1 billion global industry, and it's just getting bigger and bigger every day. You know, they sell out arenas like Madison Square Garden and the Staples Center just for people to go and watch gamers, you know, play. It is a thing. You know, it is a real thing.
John, I've watched it on ESPN.
Absolutely. ESPN and many of the other networks are starting to cover the esports tournaments, especially during this COVID social distancing thing where people stay at home. The NBA season was canceled. They actually played out a lot of the NBA games. They did some celebrity ESPN, NBA 2K matches and things like that. You know, there's city-based teams now, just like, you know, we have the Jaguars here in Miami and in Atlanta. They have professional esports teams where they actually play in games like Overwatch and Call of Duty, where they play for millions of dollars in prize pools in some of these tournaments. Philadelphia, for example, has a team called the Fusion. They're building a $50 million stadium just to an entertainment facility, just to house their gaming team there. So it's absolutely crazy, the growth and the things that are coming, that if you don't know, you got to pay attention to it. Yeah. Because
Yeah, right. And John, I think in this, and I didn't mean to cut you off right there, but, you know, for some people, it's a mind shift, too. It's like, oh, my kid's on the couch playing a video game. What can I do to get him to do something else? Now there's a huge mind shift as to what are the positive aspects of this? Maybe you could share a story and talk a little bit about that, too.
Yeah, I mean, there's such great pressure now in the competitive esports and gaming space, you know, where you know, our impact of what we're trying to do with our youth gaming league, Little E League, is, you know, we want to really develop these players and give them kind of that training and that education that they need to make it to that next level if they want to. You know, imagine you're a parent of a child who's outside your house playing alone. They're kicking a soccer ball up against the side of the house. Your child loves doing this every day. Would you go up to that child and take away that ball from them and shake your hand at them and say, quit doing that, you're wasting your time? You know, probably not. You're going to take that child and that ball and you're going to go find a soccer club somewhere where they're going to, you know, go and practice during the week with the team. And, you know, the coach is going to go over some drills and they're going to hone their skills. You know, they'll meet once a week for a game. They'll have a competition. And then afterwards, the coach will gather the team up, talk about what they did great and then what they need to improve on for the next game. And perhaps then after the game, the parents and the kids will all go have a meal together as a team. You know, there's this whole social community around what we've built in with our traditional sports leagues, but that doesn't exist in gaming. There are no gaming leagues where kids and families can participate until now. And that's really what we're trying to do here with our Little E-League program, is to get the kids out of their house, competing together in real life in our arena, where we can take them and teach them the value, the same core traditional values that sports teaches, like teamwork, communication, you know, all the how to win and lose with respect for the opponent, the officials, and the game, you know, how to brush off mistakes, practicing with a purpose, all those core things. You know, I coached for many years, so that's very valuable for me to be able to translate that into the gaming world. And so, you know, we hope that these same values are then translated back when they go online at home, and where they're some of the toxic behavior that you hear about and is adjusted and fixed at home as well.
It's nice to see, and I can see how the principles of good sportsmanship, mentoring, coaching apply directly to the esports world as it does in you know, traditional outdoor sports. And what you just said kind of leads into the next part of Ace Arena's your tagline is education. Are you working with schools and other organizations, and how does that education fit into your business plans?
Yeah, so we actually just started working with Duval County Public Schools in a partnership. We're a vendor now with them. We've got some contact with St. John's County, and we'll be doing some stuff with Clay County. We're in Mandarin here. We're kind of on the corner of all those different counties, so it's really good for us to be in those neighboring areas. But all 50 states have high schools that are participating in esports, and they have programs in their schools. And, you know, we're here and I'm here in Jacksonville. And so my purpose is to work with our local schools here to help them start their esports clubs and to help them, you know, learn about the benefits of having that as part of their school club. If you think about, you know, students that participate in after school activities, they have, you know, better performance, better, you know, school pride, they have better grades, you know, and it gives them a chance to be engaged in school, you know, in an activity that they may, you know, they may not have available to them if they're not athletic, if they're not musically inclined to be in the band or in the chorus or any of those type, or, you know, arts. And so everyone can have an opportunity to play games and be a part of a team now with esports, because it's very diverse. It's very open to anyone. If you break your leg during a football season, you're out playing, but you can still compete in esports and in gaming and things like that. So even with disabilities, with some of the technologies out there, there's, you know, controllers and things like that, that you can actually still compete at the same level as other competitors.
Let's talk about the Ace Arena, the 22,000 square feet that you mentioned, and you do have it set up nicely. What are the different types of events and shows and things that can be done right inside Ace Arena?
Yeah, so we have the typical entertainment packages. We do birthday parties. You know, we'll be doing some gaming tournaments and challenges daily. We can do corporate functions, private events, charities, you name it. You saw the stage and the big open space that we have here. You know, there's quite a broad opportunities that we have. I mean, we've been approached by wrestling. They want to put a wrestling ring in here. We've got enough room to do that, you know, and we've talked about dance recitals, and we've done a comedy show in here. And during the COVID lockdown, we hosted a couple bands and we live streamed them so that they can still stay engaged with their audiences. You know, we'll continue to do live bands and DJs and open mic nights and things like that. You know, we've also partnered with an organization that's run by Steve Young and Jerry Rice called ForeverYoung.org. And that's really where, you know, my passion and the way we can make an impact with the community is we can reach these underserved communities to bring them in, to give them access to our technology for training, specifically around the entertainment business and the behind the scenes of what it takes to put on events and things like that. You know, things like broadcasting, streaming, content creation, the digital arts, all of that stuff that's required to put on an esports tournament, for example. You know, we're actively looking for other businesses and sponsors and partnerships to help us, you know, reach those funding levels that we need to be able to grow those programs as well. So please reach out for sure if you're interested in helping us with those programs.
Right, right. And you know, you talked about a real diverse list of potential events and things you can do at Ace Arena. Is there anything else you offer?
Yeah, I mean, we have several of my personal friends that actually work out of Ace Arena that kind of help us with our mission and our goals. One of them is a company called Customwear USA. They handle all of our merchandise. So when the kids come in, part of their little E-League experience, they'll go over to our merchandise shop. They'll get their own game jersey, just like they would have in a traditional sports program. They'll put their gamer name on the back of it, and they're coming every week with a jersey. They can do all kinds of custom printing, all types of apparel. So, you know, anything that like that we can do from out of here, we can print it right here. We have our own in-house audio video production company called Stage Creations. So they'll be handling all of our production work for the events that we want to do. If you need any recording, any live streaming, anything like that, we can do all that in-house. We have a full kitchen and restaurant, so we'll be serving food soon. We'll be getting that up and going. You know, we currently have snacks and drinks for those that come in right now. We've got arcade games, you know, they're powered by Leaderboard Arcade. We have four racing simulators that we have. Those are a lot of fun. And we'll be adding some virtual reality, some ping pong, pool tables and stuff like that as we develop the space. You know, we want Ace Arena to really be kind of a big community events center. You know, there's not a whole lot of places for young adults to go out and hang out in a safe, kind of fun, modern technology kind of gaming place. And, you know, obviously we want to do that safely. You saw the space. We have a lot of space to spread out. So socially distancing is not a factor here.
Your place is huge, state of the art, truly one of a kind for Jacksonville. And I would imagine even for so many of the other cities across America, that you're kind of on the forefront of something that's really, really big and special. So what are some of the upcoming events and where can listeners find more information about Ace Arena?
Yeah, so we're now registering for our summer teen esports and gaming experience. That's for ages 13 to 17. Parents can sign up for either a daily drop-off or for a weekly package. It's going to be a blast. I mean, we have all-day gaming and tournaments planned. We'll be doing a lot of other fun challenges as well. We've got some special guests that will be calling in and talking to the kids about different career paths and opportunities. Again, we'll be talking about scholarship pathways in college and things like that. You know, all of our stations are 6 feet apart. So like I said, we'll be, you know, limiting that camp to about 30 teens per day just to keep everyone separated. But, you know, like you said, we have an occupancy of over 800, so not an issue there. And we do suggest that you sign up for that as soon as you can, because those will fill up. We also just announced a FIFA tournament with the Jacksonville Armada. So we'll be doing that in July, and that's a $1,000 prize pool. We'll be giving away winner take all. That's going to be a fun event. That's going to be over 4 weeks in July, four Fridays in July. And all that information can be found on our website at acearenajacks.com. All of our social media is also acearenajacks. We're in Mandarin, I-295 and San Jose, across the street from the Target. So if you're familiar with that area, it's really easy to get to. Big parking lot, lots of places to park and come inside. Definitely come see us.
Yeah, you're real conveniently located right off the Beltway. I mean, a quarter of a mile from there, you're right there. Easy on, easy off. Ace Arena. AceArenaJacks.com to look at the event, sign up quickly. Guys, I'm going to tell you, it's so unique and beautiful. You got to go there and check it out. John Sarmi, thank you so much for spending your Sunday morning with us.
No, my pleasure. Appreciate it.
Well, and that music tells us we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV. Do the hustle. Welcome back, all you hard workers. Oh my gosh, if you missed the first part of this show, shame on you. Set your alarms, get up earlier, because it is that important. My guest this week was John Sarmi, and John runs Ace Arena, and it's over in Mandarin and is for esports and gamers. It is an incredible facility, 22,000 feet. Haven't seen anything like it. Not only can you do these huge esports events there, but you can host, you can have any kind of event, a wedding, a great big band can get up and play up there. He's got plenty of room for everything. But John's dedicated to education. And if you guys don't know, esports is huge. I remember when I was a kid up in Tewksbury, Massachusetts, nobody really played soccer. When I was young, you know, nobody played. And then Steve Levine basically brought it to Tewksbury. And then there were these little leagues. And then next thing you know, everybody's playing soccer. Fast forward to today, it's like 90% of the kids go out there and play soccer. Everybody, soccer, 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 right? And it's incredible how it grew in the United States. Not too terribly long ago, lacrosse was something, you know, a rich kid's sport, maybe up in the Northeast or something, you know. No, not a whole lot of people played lacrosse. And then all of a sudden, like wildfire, it spread all over the place. Everybody's playing lacrosse. Well, that's what's happening to esports. Esports, it's gone are the days where it's, you know, hey, get off the couch and go outside. These, you know, colleges offer scholarships. There's all kinds of career paths within esports, coaches, mentoring, much more, you know. But I recommend everybody go to acearenajacks.com. Again, that is acearenajacks.com. Learn more about it. Visit the facility. Have a good experience. Take your kids, drop them off. It's a safe environment. You take a look at this, and I guarantee you get hooked. It sets the little hooks, and you'll find out why, you know, the school systems are getting involved, and, you know, community leaders and businesses are getting involved, because it's big and it's only getting bigger. And there are so many good things that can happen as a result of it. So, guys, acearenajacks.com. Or you can link in with John Sarmi. You can Google him up, Sarmie. Thank you for your service, John. It's always, for me as a veteran, I have a soft spot for veterans too. You guys all know that. This show, as I talk about, is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. And I'll talk a little bit about what's happening in the employment market right now. I think we're all a little bit surprised. Happily, I mean, in a good way, that the unemployment numbers dropped a little bit during the month of May. You know, this is, you know, right amid the COVID, maybe phase one is starting to roll out in certain areas, and we expected that unemployment percentage to climb. And it was nice to see it decline a little bit. I'll tell you, my industry in staffing and recruiting, we're the first industry hit in a downturn. So when companies, you know, there's this some kind of an economic downturn, a market correction, and everybody's nervous and uncertain, nobody hires. Everybody stops hiring. All those open jobs suddenly become closed. You know, and so and it happens like a switch gets flicked for staffing. You know, as soon as there's some uncertainty, people don't know, stop hiring. Stop hiring immediately. Anything that was in process, it's not in process. It's all done. So we get hit hard and fast. But on the flip side, when the sun starts to come out on the economy, it is the staffing agencies that tend to feel it first, because companies are saying, something's good's happening. I have to get my staff back in because I don't want to miss the wave. I want to participate in when things are starting to come out. And the only way to do that is to be properly staffed so they start hiring again or they start bringing temps on. I'm going to tell you guys, being in the staffing industry, the month when things started to shut down at the end of March, you know, April was a bear, May was rough, but towards the tail end of May, and as a matter of fact, the last week and a half to 2 weeks, we have the business keeps flowing in. And some of the companies tell us, they say, hey, Pete, the job guy, let me tell you what's happening right here. And what's happening is they've furloughed employees. They call the employees back and say, hey, we need you back. And the employees say, nah, I think I'm going to ride it out for another 4 months. I'm going to take this extended vacation that the government's offering me, and I'm going to ride it out. Some of them say that. Some people say, you know what, I'd love to come back, but I found another job. I'm doing something different right now. And some folks say, I'd love to come back, but I can't because I can't find childcare for my kids. So there's a lot of different situations that are happening. But companies are calling me and saying, Pete, I need 15 people right away. These are all the jobs because my furloughed employees aren't coming back. Well, the good thing is the folks, a lot of folks that did lose their jobs, and that's not a good thing, but they interviewed with me at Ascendo Resources, and we found out what they're looking for. You know, we didn't slow down during COVID. You know, even though we social distance, we worked from home, but I'm going to tell you what, we worked. And we talked to a lot of candidates, a lot of job seekers that found themselves, wow, I haven't interviewed for a job in 5-10 years. And they talked to us, and we got their resumes ready. We got their interviewing skills up to par. We prepared them so that right now, when all these companies are hiring, they call me. I have people, and I am putting people to work, ladies and gentlemen. I am Pete the Job Guy. I am not just the job guy. I am your job guy, and I would love to help you in any way I can. If you want my help, if you're a client that is looking for talent that you can't find on your own, or it's too expensive to find it, or doggone it, you're just too busy, you call me. You know what? I hate to say this, but I'm a frog kisser. I kiss a lot of frogs to find the prince or the princess that I'm comfortable representing to my clients, right? And that's not a nice thing to say, but I'm going to tell you, not every unemployed person is employable. Some people choose to make themselves less appealing in the market for one reason or another. Guys, I'm going to tell you what, there's nothing that'll ever replace hard work. You know, dedication, reliability, sense of mission, purpose, understanding what your why is. What do you want to do? What is your contribution? These are important attributes for a job seeker to have. And not only that, to be able to convey to the person that you're sitting across from. So when an interviewer asks me, and I'm sitting across from that person, and they say, Pete, what professional accomplishments are you most proud of? If that doesn't flow off of my tongue, God bless America, I need to make sure it does. When they say, Pete, tell me about a time when you were in a difficult situation and you were able to handle it with a positive outcome, what did that look like? I need to be prepared to answer these behavioral interview questions with a specific example. If you can't, you're not ready. You wouldn't go outside in the rain without an umbrella. You know, you wouldn't go into the real cold weather without a jacket and some foul weather clothing, right? Why would you go into an interview unprepared? And I see this time and time again. I had a senior executive that thought he was going to go into an interview on Tuesday of this week, this past week. unprepared. You know, he wanted the job and he knew a little bit about the company. Yeah, I want that. I know I can do it with my eyes closed. But he didn't do his due diligence. Didn't go to the website and learn all about the company, the corporate values, mission statement. Didn't learn all this wealth of information that it would have taken him about 20 minutes and a cup of coffee to learn. You know, as a job guy, as your job guy, I can't want your employment to improve. I can't want that your personal situation to improve more than you do. Because if I do, that's a problem. And I can't represent you to my clients if you're not prepared to give it your personal best. The candidates that I represent are prepared. They want better for themselves and their family, and they understand their why in life, and they can articulate that to the folks that want to interview them. I want to be your job guy. I want to help you. I want to help your businesses thrive by supplying talent. But I can't help people that want it less for themselves than I want it for them. Keep that in mind. Guys, this next part of the show, I am so, I get all excited just getting ready to introduce it. I'm fortunate enough, and you're fortunate enough, that I have as a recurring guest on my show, Coach Larry O'Brien. And Coach Larry O'Brien gives us advice and tips to help us to become more effective and productive in our careers. Each week he gives us a 5-minute segment that, I tell you what, I take notes, I listen to what he says, and then I put into action what Coach Larry says. Why? Because I'm the better for it. It helps me to be more effective. And Larry's specialty is helping managers to become more effective leaders. With no further ado, let's get this week's leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
I was working in the training department of a large financial services company. We were in our weekly planning meeting, and we were all taking on assignments for the upcoming quarter. We'd go around the table and ask, all right, who's available to teach the team building workshop? Or who's available to teach Lotus Notes? Who's available to teach what is the internet and why does it matter? We'd go around the table and people would say, I got that one, I can do it, or I'm not available. Everyone would do that except for Mary. So when it was Mary's turn, every time it would go something like this. She'd take a deep breath and say, on Monday I have to prepare for the wonderful world of macros. Tuesday I leave early because I have a dentist appointment. Wednesday I'm teaching the wonderful world of macros. Thursday I have a meeting with the funds processing team. Friday is my 2-year anniversary, so I'm leaving early. Now, don't get me wrong, you should celebrate anniversaries and go to the dentist. This is life. But what really grinded my gears was that the whole meeting would come to a screeching halt so she could explain her whole weekly agenda. At this particular moment, I had had enough. I said, Mary, no one cares about your anniversary. Can you do the class, yes or no? Boy, it felt good, but only for a moment. Mary closed up her planner. She stood up and walked out the door. I felt terrible. I went to apologize, and she was very upset with me, and it took a long time to rebuild that trust. The thing is, this has been happening for a while, so my frustration was building up, but I never had the courage or could figure out the right way to have that difficult conversation with her. Today, I'm going to talk about a 5-step process for having difficult conversations. And this comes from a webinar I teach by Blue Point Leadership Development called Mastering the Art of Difficult Conversation. The 5 steps are in this order. Step number 1, when having a difficult conversation, affirm the person. Then confront the facts. Explore the possibilities. Encourage the change. And advance the action. So let's start with affirm the person. It's important to find something you genuinely respect the person for. Let them know that this isn't personal. Because someone is a poor performer, it doesn't mean that they are a bad person. When you affirm the person, it's important that you do it for something that is relevant and not something that is made up. So in my case, I let Mary know how much I appreciated the fact that she shared her experiences in teaching some of these programs to those of us who had less tenure. She'd been around a while, and she knew how long it would take. She knew how challenging some of these programs were, and it was truly beneficial when she shared that with us. The next step is confront the facts. I shared with her an SBI feedback statement, which stands for Situation, Behavior, and Impact. For example, I said, Mary, at Monday's staff meeting, when we were asking for volunteers, you shared your schedule for the whole week. The impact was that the meeting took longer than it needed to. At that point, I asked her how she experienced the meeting and if she saw it differently. So confronting the facts. The third is about exploring the possibilities. I asked her why she felt it was important to share the whole schedule. I asked her if she'd noticed that others were not doing that. And then from a coaching perspective, I wanted to better understand what was behind that behavior. A good practice here is not to assume you know what's going on. It turns out that for her, the meetings were more about socializing and connecting with the team. We had a lot of change on the team, and she missed those times when the team connected more at a personal level. Personally, I had no idea that she was feeling this way. Then the fourth step is to encourage the change. This is about expressing confidence in the person and supporting them in the performance improvement. It's also about staying positive. Ideally, a person should be motivated to implement the change. In my example, I made sure that she knew that I believed that she could follow the new process. I also wanted her to know that the skill of being succinct and prepared is important, not just for our team meetings, but whenever you are communicating up the organization. And we also talked about perhaps there were opportunities that we could socialize more, but outside the meetings. The fifth step is advance the action. This is about challenging the other person to take responsibility for their development and to hold them accountable. At the end of the day, I couldn't do it for her. I couldn't want it more than she wanted it for herself. So I asked, how will you know you're successful? How will you know you're on track? And how can I support you, but without putting the ownership on me? So there are a lot of difficult conversations and approaches out there. This one works for me because it's solution-focused while taking into account the person's feelings. I'd love to hear what model works for you. And if you're interested in attending one of our difficult conversations workshops, please reach out to me on my website, www.mendozaandobrien.com.
Oh, and another gem from Coach Larry, having difficult conversations. Guys, we have them all the time. You know, I always say, you know, you're going to do better at something if you're prepared for it. And Coach Larry prepares you. I highly recommend that you engage Coach Larry O'Brien if you want to make your business better, if you want to take a stake in your own personal development and make yourself better. Go to MendozaandO'Brien.com, or you can go to LinkedIn and see Larry O'Brien. You know, reach out to this individual because you will be the better for it. Guys, if you missed any of this show today, don't fret, because you can listen to the whole doggone thing in its entirety. All you have to do is wait a few days because, you know, my marketing folks got to get the show posted. But they'll, you know, around Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, they'll post it to my website, which is PeteTheJobGuy.com. See, I don't try to fool anybody. It's real easy. My show is Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy, but you go to PeteTheJobGuy.com, click on radio show, click on episodes, and you can listen to the show in its entirety. You can also, if you want to, just listen to Coach Larry's segment, because we break it out, and each week you can say, oh, I just want to listen to Coach Larry. I don't want to listen to Pete the Job Guy blabbing. I just want Coach Larry. Well, it's right there, and you can listen to it with your teams, take notes, talk about it, and then put it into action, and you'll be the better for that. This next part of the show is one of my favorite parts of the show. This is where we get our Boston update from Boston Danny. Boston's going to brag. Danny's going to tell us how great Boston is and why we should all go visit there or live there, move there. But he also gives shout-outs. So if you got a birthday, an anniversary, or you want to recognize somebody for accomplishing something special, if you send me an email, I'll put it in Danny's hands, and he'll give you a wicked piss of shout-out like only Danny can. My email address is pete@petethejobguy.com. With no further ado, let's get this week's Boston update from Boston Danny.
Hey, Jacksonville. Danny here up in New England. Well, spring's finally showed up for us. We got some beautiful weather finally. Mid-80s and, you know, high 70s with some no humidity. It's just really beautiful up here in Boston. At night, it gets down to the 50, 55 with a nice, you know, real natural air conditioning. Sleeping weather with your windows open. Just so nice up here in Boston this time of year, June. If you ever get a chance to get up here and see some of the attractions, enjoy some of our stuff, it's the best time of year to come up here. It's not too hot, not too cold. It's just beautiful. So we get, our COVID stuff, everything. We're going into our phase two. So a lot of the restaurants are starting to open. And they're doing some neat stuff up here, like on Newbury Street, over on Hanover Street. That's the north end, the Italian north end. It's all historic areas. Newbury is like Rodeo Drive. They're shutting down the streets. They're allowing the restaurants to put their table and chairs out there so we can, you know, social distance, but enjoy it, you know, a meal, a dinner, some drinks with some friends outside. It's just really getting nice up here. So if you get a chance, come on up and see us, Boston. And we'll have a blast. As for me, somebody probably knows me. They'll stay in the right direction. So the other thing we're all excited about is all the major leaguers. They're all opening up. You got the NHL. You got the Celtics. You got, you know, hopefully the Major League Baseball will go. I'm really missing sitting around, you know, watching a baseball game at Fenway. But the NHL, we're really excited. The Bruins were on such a roll to start. We were getting real, you know, we were at a run that we were loving. I mean, we were so close last year. I'm not saying I'm disappointed at how we finished last year, but, you know, I thought things could have worked out a little better. But I think it's going to happen for us this year. The Celtics will be back. And just we're getting it along. And, of course, the Patriots this year, everyone's very excited to see what Belichick and Kraft have up their sleeve to spring on us. And we'll be competitive, and we'll show you guys out there what it is about. But it's nice up here. Everyone, you know, enjoy yourselves. Be safe. And, you know, we always got our birthday shout-out. So, you know me, I tell you, it's your birthday. Do something nice for yourself if no one else is going to. And enjoy it. It's your birthday, your day. So I want to wish a wicked pisser birthday to Jan Burnett, to Alexandria Rose, Tim Stronach. Way to go, Tim. Greg Ghosh, have you guys a wicked pisser birthday. And I got a special wicked pisser birthday shout out to Coach Larry's mom, Helena. She's turning 90. She was born in Caracas, Venezuela, and is much loved by her family. You're very lucky, Larry, to have had her wisdom and experience to guide you through all these years, and everyone else is with you. So keep getting your shout-outs in, folks. I'll give them out to you. And, you know, let's not forget the shout-outs to our first responders, our servicemen and women, both active and retired, and our doctors and nurses. Brothers and sisters of Jacksonville, I'll talk to you later. Enjoy it.
Well, that music tells us it's a wrap, folks. You've just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.